Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga
and Freckles,
Captain Jack,
and we are here today with two guests talking about group sex. So welcome Dee and Johnny Rotten. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Doing good, thanks.
Awesome. Thank you for being here. Who brought the drinks?
I did. Okay.
Yeah? So, what'd you bring?
Me and my girlfriend were talking about this the other day. It was about 2 days ago. And it's called Captain's Cream.
Oh, seriously? Are we already going there?
Wait, Captain's Cream?
Captain's Cream.
Okay.
All right. It's a research Captain's online, Scream. Not Scream. Captain's okay. Cream.
So Captain's Cream.
We did some research online, and we saw some Captain's Cream, but with like 7-Up or something, and it just didn't make sense. So we modified the recipe. It is Captain Morgan's.
So it's Captain Jack's cream.
I didn't go that far.
Well, if you modify the recipe, now it's your drink.
It's just called Captain's Cream. I'm good with that. And cream soda.
So it's spiced rum and cream soda?
Basically, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So I tried it out yesterday, and I was pleasantly surprised.
I can do that.
It was really tasty. And okay, so I'm going to hand these out. So our topic for today is...
Group sex.
So why Thank do we you. Have you guys here? Let's find out. So the three of us have had group sex with the two of you at some point, but not all five of us together.
True. Yes.
Yes.
So we tried to figure that out. How did that happen or not happen?
Mutual friends.
How did we not have group sex, the five of us?
Right.
There's some logistics there.
Yeah.
I mean, why have we not had sex? That's a big question.
We were saving it for
episode 3. And Captain Jack brings that up again.
It's still a big mystery.
It's going to be a running gag.
Pizza and
pepperoni.
And
I feel like a gateway couple.
You're the gateway couple.
Yeah.
We'll break you in.
So you guys are partners. You're married now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing the lifestyle thing?
We've been in the lifestyle for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have their main base? How long do you think you guys have been doing?
A little bit less, probably about 2 years.
Okay.
Okay. Ish. Sure.
But how did you get into the polyamory thing?
So originally, it all started off with, we would be somewhere, and we'd be walking down the street, and it'd be like, "Hey, would you?" And she would say, "Well, maybe," and she would say, "Would you?" And I'd be like, "Oh yeah, hell yes." and then the conversation started also, and then it went to like a third. Basically, would you bring in a third person into the relationship? So we talked about that for a really long time, and once we finally decided that was going to be the deal, we started looking at ways to make that happen that were safe and sane, and. We ended up at this really awesome club.
Cool.
Now, you guys aren't just lifestylers, but you flirted with polyamory, correct?
For sure, yeah. So we were in the lifestyle for about 6 months and decided that we were going to start dating other people. Started dating a really great guy, and I was introduced to his wife, to the great guy's wife, and we started seeing each other, and then lo and behold, a couple weeks later, we were all kind of...
All four of us seeing each other.
Right. So we were, using my air quotes here, a quad for...
Well, about 6 months.
That's really cool.
So how do you get the whole group sex thing going? So what's...
Hey, no, how do you get the
That's
whole
what I've noticed.
What's that?
That's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa, come on.
I guess it's the same thing as it is with a lot of stuff in the lifestyle. It's all about communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, he's kind of cute, and she'd be like, yeah, she's kind of cute, and then it's, you know, you introduce yourself and get to know.
So you guys talk about it first. Right. Let's see. Do you now? What are some of the rules in your relationship? Do you have a no bullet rule? So like, if there's one of the partners that maybe one or the other of you aren't really necessarily attracted to, is that a deal breaker for you, or?
So, I would say that we run with very few, if any, rules. And the only one that we really have, I think, right now is if one of us isn't okay, we don't play.
Right.
Right. So, and that can be different variations of not okay,
mm-hmm.
like not comfortable with a specific individual, like I'm not comfortable with him playing with a specific individual, or I'm not comfortable playing with a specific individual, or I ate something bad at dinner and need
right.
to go home.
Right.
Right. So, but I'd say that's the only hard, fast rule that we really have right now.
We've been through the whole rule thing.
Lots of iterations.
Right. You have lots of iterations. In the very beginning, there was lots of rules. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't put that there, you can't have this. You know, I mean, you can only do it on Tuesdays at 6:00. I mean, there was just lots of. You know, there's just lots and lots of stuff as far as the... Is it off?
Yep.
Okay, so there was lots of stuff, lots of rules, lots of things that we were scared, right?
Sure.
A lot of fear, and because we were new and we didn't know what we were doing. And then as we went along, the thing that we found was that I'm in love with Dee. and I trust her.
Right.
And I trust her judgment. And so what that means is that I trust her to do the right thing, she trusts me to do the right thing, and so we just communicate constantly, and it keeps the weirdness away.
Cool.
Yeah, I met you guys, well, I guess with this year, of course, not only this year, but I remember taking note of Dee at a party. This is pre-girlfriend. We have a listening audience. She's sitting here. She's keeping me A-okay. But I met her out on the smoking porch.
Mm-hmm.
We were completely buck-ass naked.
That never happens.
No.
Wait a minute.
And like, oh, you're interesting. Okay, I want to know this one.
Yeah.
And I approached you, and you're like, not tonight, it's just me. Huh? I'm like, okay, well. Don't hurt to try.
Yep.
And got to know you, and then a couple more nights, and I saw you here on a Wednesday. And then we really got to know each other. And then a couple of weeks later, was it 3-4 weeks later, something like that, I really got to know the two of you. And then a couple weeks later was our, I guess, the theme.
So you're talking like 3 months. This was a long con.
It was over 2-3 months, yes.
So when he says really got to know you a week later, that wasn't like in the conversational sense necessarily.
So what happened?
They conjugated the verb.
There we go. Yeah, what happened? Did you take him upstairs and slap his ass?
As well as other things.
I see.
I think I took you upstairs.
Yeah, you think you did.
Point of view.
She makes all about she allows me to think that.
Right.
But I really didn't know Mr. Robin over here.
Right.
Previous to.
Right.
And as far as I knew, I saw her as a single female because I never saw the two of you together. But apparently you had a husband. Anyways, we got to know each other, and then through some communication, met this great guy next to you. And
we started texting.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So you had a bromance.
We did. We had a bro text.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Yes, it was
really nice.
And it was like, hey, what are you doing? Not much. What are you up to? Do you do this?
Do you
what? Play
video games?
Yeah. Do you play video games?
Gamers.
Do you like chess?
Do you like chess?
Do you like electric chess?
So what kind of questions went back and forth? Like, was this a sexual context? Or?
A little bit, yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Just kind of planning out what we maybe wanted to do with her wife.
Do you have them saved, Mr. Rotten? Do you have the text?
Yeah, I was picking up my phone to look at it. No, it's been a, there's been a phone malfunction since. But it was just, it was the kind of communication that people need to have when they're going to be doing something together with other human beings. You know, it's like, what are you into? What are you not into? Like, what are you committed to? What are you not committed to? I mean, you know, those are the kind of the questions. You know, I didn't know him, and he didn't know me, and
right.
So we just spent some time, you know, getting to know each other, you know, in a way that was just, hey, not, hey, what's up, hey, slap, slap.
And that
sure.
was also outside of the club, too, so it wasn't, sometimes those conversations get awkward here. So they shouldn't. I don't know why they do, but they tend to.
I don't think I found that necessarily to be true for us, but one of the things that I have found to be true is if I'm playing with something that Bronton doesn't know, or vice versa, that tends to make us a little bit more uncomfortable. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know them. Who are mm-hmm. they? Can I trust them?
Sure.
With you?
Sure.
So, and I think that's kind of how the text conversation started out. And
it's just them getting to know each other because there wasn't necessarily time at club or
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So did you play with Captain Jack before the two guys really got to know each other? Is that how that went down? Or?
Yeah, that didn't necessarily go very well at
first.
Yeah,
there was a little tension there.
There was because so there was some tension going on between Rotten and I
mm-hmm.
a little bit in the first place, and then I played with somebody that he wasn't familiar with.
Okay.
And that made him really uncomfortable. Like, was I adding to it? Were there ulterior motives there?
Okay.
And again, we got
so just
to,
like, avoiding issues in the relationship instead of working through them. What was
exactly.
So you
exactly.
were he felt you were just trying to put a band-aid on it with sex with somebody else. Is that so you broke the rule, you weren't okay, you played anyway.
Yeah.
And you shit the bed, how'd that go?
And he was concerned that it might be revenge that.
Okay.
Ah, okay. So not necessarily putting a band-aid on it, but maybe opening the wound up a little bit more.
Exactly.
So Rob
okay.
and I didn't
exactly.
start out on a good foot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was there some rolling around on the ground and brawling? I would pay to see that.
You still might be
yeah.
able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you guys do that just for fun?
Oh, we could wrestle on probably.
Yeah.
Out in the snow.
I am not good at wrestling.
Take your shirts off. Let's try it right now.
I'm drawing a line.
Audio podcast. Audio podcast.
So this,
I can narrate.
So that's one of the cool things about the maturation of, like, relationship, right? So, like, our relationship, mine and Dee's relationship at the time, was good, but it wasn't, like, optimal at the time.
It never is.
Right, exactly. So, but the thing was, is that a couple weeks before, I had an interaction with another female, and, Dee's reaction to that wasn't necessarily favorable, and then she had the interaction with Captain Jack, and
right.
so, like, when she was saying, like, revenge sex, it was like, hey, well, if you get to do that, well, then I get to go do this, and
yeah.
and
that's
not,
that wasn't her intention.
Right, it was nobody's intention.
Was
like,
that your intention?
No, that was not my intention.
Good.
The thing that I have come to in that particular conversation is that very rarely is it like, I'm just going to do this to piss you off. Right? It's just,
right.
But, you know, the little.
That takes some serious planning. I mean,
right,
like,
exactly.
serious.
And I'm
like,
never that way. I mean, I'm not
dark,
that smart.
Dark
I'm just
place
not
to,
smart
to go
enough
there.
To plan that stuff out, right? I'm not.
Yes.
I just am not. You know, I'm not smart enough. And so the thing is that, but the little 5-year-old scared kid inside of me looks at what happened and is like, you did that on purpose. You're teasing me. Or something,
uh-huh.
you know, like that. So. So then, you know, you react, and then we react, and react more, and then that's what happened. So but it was awesome, because actually
how's
that was...
How did the brakes on the reaction train?
The downward spiral.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I did was, which is new, is I got a hold of Captain Jack, and I was like,
nice.
Hey, dude, what's up? And
okay.
he's like, not much, what's going on? And,
cool.
And
so the texts were, they were a romance, and they were healing.
Yeah.
And they
yeah,
were
it was
growing.
Really cool. Dee kind of explained something about, okay, this probably wasn't a good thing. I'm like, okay, I want to play with Dee again.
Right.
Let's not fuck this up.
Right.
How do I do
the
this?
The poontang is a big motivator.
Is this the rock? That poontang is awesome!
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
So the rock and reached out.
I don't disagree with you. I played with her. I did that.
There's a whole bunch of good pussy in this room.
from the audience.
She's just licking her lips.
She licks her lips.
She's in her face.
A little warm in here and taking some clothes off.
She is.
Right. Soon.
So you guys texted back and forth. So
yeah, it was really cool when he reached out.
But basically it was because you wanted to hit that again. Otherwise it would have just been, if it had been too much hassle. Because like Dee, she's not, one of the things that I really appreciate about you is that, you know, as a woman in the lifestyle, you don't put up with any bullshit and you don't create drama. And I know that you and I have had some interactions when these guys are going off the deep end that we just are like, okay, we're gonna support them. But we're not gonna put our toe in the pool. And we've had some conversations about that and supporting each other and, you know, what we're all going through too, which I think is huge about the community because, you know, we try to be there for each other when we can, so.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing that I want is to create drama, either in my relationship or in other people's relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because that's no fun, and that's what I'm here for. Is I'm here to have fun.
Yeah. So as a single guy, I mean, she totally could have not told you and just had a spiral.
It wasn't. Yeah, she could.
Did it make you feel uncomfortable? The initial conversation of that maybe wasn't a good idea.
Uncomfortable, but I was like, oh God, I don't want to be the catalyst of something really, really bad here. She's a very sweet girl, sexy. I really enjoyed my time with her because honestly, if I want to go hit something again. It's not just the body.
Right.
It really isn't. It's got to be more than just what's between your legs.
Right.
If that was just it, I'm a failure then. But she was super cool also. I'm like, I want to know this girl more. And let's, like I said before in the past podcast, talk to the guy of the couple. Get to know the guy before you get to know the girl.
Yeah.
Because then you get the romance going, you have it in. And so when he reached out, after a little bit of drama, a little bit of texting, we started communicating, and it was going really, really well.
But do you, let me ask a quick question. Do you think that that would have worked at that time because of where he was at? Because you had to push through and grow and contact him.
I was surprised. It was a big step.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? So I was going to say, when you said catalyst, it kind of kicked off a memory in my mind, which is it was actually a catalyst. So you would think it was the catalyst for more growth, right? So it's to look at what was happening and how the feelings were being generated. And then
it's
and
very
then,
self-actualized. I'm sure it felt exactly like that.
First finger of the podcast, yeah, the 1752.
Nice. The first fingering. It was, you know, it was just that, that's the way it was. And then it was like, okay, so I got to work through what's going on because if we're going to be doing this stuff, then you got to know how to negotiate the bumps.
Sure.
You know, and the way that the coolest thing that I think has been said all day is that you got to get to know the person who is your opposite or that you're the same person as you in the relationship. Like it's a girl needs to talk to the girls, the boys need to talk to the boys. The creepiest thing that happens is when a dude is hanging out over on the periphery like a comet running around in circles around a couple, and the dude walks away, and the dude fucking comes in and talks to the girl until
sure.
The dude comes up and then leaves. That's like the creepiest thing in the world. Yeah, it's like the hovers, and they come in, they like bounce in and say, "Hey, what's up, baby?" And then the dude comes back and he like slinks away.
Yeah,
that's just what not to do.
Yeah, that's yeah, what not to do.
Exactly.
101. You know, that's like the creepiest thing there is. Go talk to the guy. Have a conversation with the couple. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Make eye contact, that kind of thing. Be yourself, you know, don't try and be whatever.
So you were gonna say something, do you remember one of this?
Yeah, I mean Captain Jack was talking about, you know, having an in by talking to the guy.
Yeah.
And that sounds very ulterior motive-ish-esque.
Mm-hmm. Oh it does, yeah.
But and it can be, but it's not always. I mean, one of the things that I can say is I've gotten to be friends with, I'd say, everybody in this room,
mm-hmm.
Just through conversation. And
mm-hmm.
and the sex is awesome, but it's the relationships that I've made through this that have just been amazing. I don't don't know, in some ways the sex has been the catalyst for that, but that's the end that I'm talking about. Because if I'm friends with somebody, I'm way more likely to have sex with them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess we should tie this back to the theme of the podcast, which is group sex.
Right. So how did it, so it would have been a threesome.
Well,
so how did it turn into group sex?
We did have a fourth.
Okay.
And it was a play partner I had played with.
And so had I.
And so have you.
So you, negotiated. So you were negotiating more of a foursome type scenario.
Initially, not necessarily, but what it ultimately came to was a house party, or it was just four of us.
Sure.
And we had a lot of fun. It was we got to know each other. I know Johnny Rotten a lot better.
Yep.
And hey, this guy's cool. I clicked with him.
Yeah.
I like this woman too.
Yeah.
This would be awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's this other partner that I played with that she was kind of cool and. We had some success together, and so the four of us, it was a magical night. It was really good.
I don't think you knew exactly that she was coming at first, right? I'm kind of a text whore.
Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm. And so I was texting with everybody involved at the same time, like all three people.
Right.
And I was like, hey, do you want to do this? Hey, do you want to do this? Hey, do you want to do this? And everybody's like, sure. All kind of at once. And
well, good.
It was invite me over dinner. Yeah. He invited me over dinner, and he's like, no guarantees. May or may not play or whatever, but I was like, okay, cool, it doesn't matter, let's go right, have dinner, get to know these guys better.
Yeah, so the first time we had sex at their house, we just got invited over for dinner.
That's true.
We didn't know.
And a movie.
And we had dinner and we watched
and
the movie.
And we watched the movie.
Yes.
And then we broke my bed.
Check. And then we broke the shit out that bed.
And
the
what
first
was
broken bed.
Broke it.
We broke the bed and
broke
she
it.
Unlocked.
So
broke it.
We weren't necessarily baby swingers, but we weren't terribly new, but we had never like been invited over to somebody's house to have a play date.
Right.
Because we'd always either done it at a hotel
or here.
A club.
Yeah. Not even at our house.
So when we went over, we thought, okay, well, their kids are going to be there. It's just going to be dinner and a movie, blah, 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 blah.
But our kids are really hard sleepers, which is awesome. Uh-huh.
But so the best part was, like, I didn't even wear cute panties, and I was freaking out.
She was freaking out so hard, she came up, and she's like, I didn't put on cute panties. What are we gonna do?
I went up to the bathroom.
This is much better when they're cute, but okay, I'll take it.
Hey, hon, will you put these in your pocket? You do not have to ask me twice.
Yeah.
This is not quite out to dinner and getting panties in my hand, but okay, yes.
Another great thing about their house parties is Mr. Rotten's a damn good cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Yeah.
That was worth the trip right
That's
there.
An orgasm right in your mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that look, Rebels.
So, you guys really...
You just said orgasm in your mouth and his eyes went... And he wasn't thinking about me.
Man, he's just going to do kale.
All right.
That pumpkin design.
So, okay, so this is great discussion about negotiation and doing a group sex thing right.
Yeah.
How about wrong?
How do you do group sex wrong?
Well, okay, so we had a situation where it was actually really funny. Freckles there had set up a play date with one of his partners,
uh-huh.
And then one of the other gals that he played with on a regular basis just showed up to the club. It happens from time to time. And she came a long way away, and they kind of talked about, well, if I can make it, then we'll hang out, and if not, then blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And he was like, what the fuck do I do? So he had me and his two play partners, and then I was flirting with the guy. So I'm like, all right, well, let me just stick my dick in this and let's whip it up and see what can happen. So the two guys go and bust our plates after dinner. We're all sitting there having dinner, and I look at the ladies, and I just slap my hand on the table and I say, All right, so are we taking these boys upstairs or not? And they were like, okay, I guess so. I'm like, all right, let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and that was actually a fun night.
Yeah.
There was some weirdness, but he had already played with me, of course, yeah, and the two ladies.
Yes.
The dude was a wild card, because none of us had ever played with him before. And that was interesting. Uh-huh. How'd that go for you?
I was having a great time. I was having a fantastic time, and we were up in the glow room.
Yep.
I believe freshly repainted at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I was with two. So you were on the next bed with the other guy, and then I had the other two ladies on with me. And
how were they doing?
Yeah. I had one on my cock, and I had one on my face. I didn't really see so much what was going on as sort of feel what was going on. But this is the origin story of that freak out that has been referenced several times, where, you know, the title of the first episode of the podcast was, you know, don't worry about if his elbow touches your elbow, whatever it is. So I'm laying on the bed. I have no control, basically. I'm not really moving other than up, out, and, you know, up and down, and my knee kind of moves at one point, and I touched the guy who was on the bed with you.
Yep.
Next to us.
Yep.
And he lost his shit
and plastered himself against the wall.
He jumped like someone had thrown a spider on him and set him on fire. He jumped.
So this whole doing stuff is wrong. One of the reactions that will get you some reaction is super homophobic action.
And it was never incidental. It was incidental contact, as they say in the sports. It was not intentional or anything, because I was literally.
You didn't even know what was going on.
I just like went
you were
like
just,
that.
You were just eyeballs deep in pussy.
Yes, literally.
Well, even.
And that was all on him. And it got really weird for a couple of minutes, and then it stopped being weird, I think.
No, I gave him a blowjob and finished and then left. I was like,
we're done. Thanks. Like, yeah. You know, the thing I was going to say is that incidental contact, like there has to be communication about, hey, is this okay? If that's not okay, can I touch you like this? Can this okay? I mean, that's constant, right? Even if you already
sure.
been there
sure,
and
sure,
done
sure.
something before in the same situation, you probably don't have to ask.
That's if you want it to go well. If you want to have a story of somebody
setting
a room on fire.
We're talking about doing things well and not. So
yes,
I was just saying, so like that kind of conversation has. But the thing that happens is that you get going and you're moving your hands and your hand's going to go somewhere and land somewhere that somebody probably. And the thing is you can't freak out about that. You can just be like, hey, that's not okay. Please don't touch me there. And,
right.
and the other person.
But you can't guarantee that that's not going to happen again.
That somebody's going to plaster themselves a wall?
No, no, no. But I mean, like, if you're in a group sex situation and just a human ball of flesh, mm-hmm.
you're going to get incidental
you
contact.
You
right,
can't.
Exactly, which is kind of my point.
That's my point.
Just like, yeah.
You don't touch me on the ass, but it might happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, so you got to be able to.
You're going to touch somebody's cock. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. His cock is going to touch you somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen, and you just have to be like, okay, he's not trying to penetrate me, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, that's the, if it keeps happening over and over and over again, you can say, hey, you know, you probably want to keep that on your side of the pillow or something, but.
That's like close to my mouth.
If nothing gets close to me,
hey, I'm trying to sleep here.
I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Get your dick out of my ear.
Did we negotiate TA?
Do you want to?
I mean, I just, that's the thing. You can't
yeah.
be, I don't know, things not to do. Don't be overreactive. Like,
right.
Like, even if it's, I don't know, like if you're in the mirror room and you're on one bed and then there's another couple that comes in behind you and another couple comes in beside you and it's like something happens, you have to just be like, hey, that's not okay, and then move on. Like,
don't
you can't,
be afraid to say it.
Yeah, you
well,
have to.
And you know,
definitely
if,
don't
if
be
you
afraid
know that about yourself,
right.
be upfront about it and just be an observer, maybe with another play partner, the safe distance from the splash zone, if you will. and right. just, you know, because
some people are wigged out about bodily fluids. Some people are wigged out about lots of stuff. You know, I mean, the thing that I guess the thing I'm trying to get across is that if you're in a situation where you're in a multiple person, you know, play area, even if you haven't negotiated the scene with everybody.
Sometimes it's just, you can call it a clusterfuck.
Right, it's a cluster. If you're in the middle of a clusterfuck, 3-bed clusterfuck with 17 different people, you're gonna get fucking a toe up your butt. It's just gonna happen. You know, that stuff happens, and you just have to be all right, we're gonna like, extract the toe from my ass and move on for the next
whatever. But don't be afraid to say no.
Right.
One of the biggest problems or difficulties that new females have in this, that I've experienced in this lifestyle, is that saying no.
Please
say no, because I don't want to be doing anything to anybody that they don't like.
Well, and one of the things that I can say is when Robin and I play with other people, he has come to realize about me that when I'm in the middle of getting the shit flapped out of me, my inhibitions drop considerably.
Make her come first.
That's a joke, because he's been known to, you know, other couples will come up and ask if they can join in, and he's learned that it's probably better at that point if he takes the initiative and says no, because I am oftentimes likely to say okay, and then
sure,
go, what the fuck was I doing later on?
Yeah.
Now, do you feel that goes back to cultural conditioning and people pleasing, that it's just not a default for you?
You know, I have that as a piece of me,
okay.
but I would say that's before everything gets started. I have that cultural conditioning,
okay.
and I think in a lot of ways I am overprotective of myself as a result, because I know that I'm conditioned to say yes, and so I'm less likely to say yes, even when I think it might be okay.
Nice.
And so that's kind of been an issue a little bit, because
so you're kind
I'm
of on the other end
easy.
Of the pendulum swing right now, is that you're more protective, and then
I'd say right now I'm pretty balanced, but when I'm in the middle of a multi-orgasmic situation, my inhibitions are pretty much zero, and I will allow anything to come join us, and that's not necessarily what I want to happen.
Oh,
right, exactly. So,
what, you don't want a dog to join? Come on.
Right.
No.
Yeah, the creamy Jack was good. What is it called again?
Captain's Cream.
Captain's Cream.
Captain's Cream.
Yes.
Right.
It's
Captain's
Cream. A&W Cream Soda and Captain Morgan.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know,
since
you're
up. Since you're up. All right.
So have you guys had any epic hilarity ensue from first sex play or interesting situation?
Broken bed?
How did that happen? What was going on?
You were there.
No, I
want to
hear
it
from there.
Well, it was a brand new bed.
Oh, excellent.
That's
I mean,
even better.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh, my God. That day.
That's
awesome.
And we literally.
Literally. Nice.
Wait, did you not want to make them feel bad? So, let's just not tell them it was brand new.
They said it was new.
Well,
I didn't know
it was
that
brand
brave.
New to us. It was brand new to us.
Yeah.
We had bought it off of Craigslist. And the supports underneath it were like balsa wood, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
completely shattered under the weight of four people.
So what was happening was, is that...
and we're not petite flowers. Me and Freckles are not petite flowers.
So it was our first experience of playing on our king bed, right? And there was a human and a human going one way, and a human going
Which
the other way. I believe that it was me and Jenga and D and Freckles,
mm-hmm.
and I believe D and Freckles were at the top, the head of the bed.
Yes.
And
yeah.
me and Miss Jenga were
knocking it out.
Yeah, I think we were pretty much knocking it out of the park, or she was knocking it out of the park, and I was watching her, something like that. And then it was like there was this, and then there was a final, and then a whoa, and then a, oh my fucking god, and then a.
Yeah.
And then a mic. Somebody rolled off the bed. I think it was D, and then we all just started laughing with hilarity.
Right, but then I recall we just kind of disassembled the bed, put
totally.
It on the floor.
And we picked the mattress up, we took the supports out, we threw them off to the side, we put the mattress down, we started fucking again.
So it was like nobody was on the brink of orgasm prior to that happening.
I always am. It always happens.
And I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's
How many beds have we broken at that, like, right at that moment?
Yeah, until
that's when you're really like,
it is so getting done now, here, crash.
So here's a pro tip. IKEA sells metal box frames.
Yes, they do.
And the box frame is in great condition still, but the supports have now been replaced by heavy-duty 2x4s.
Nice.
So those are not going
anywhere.
Yeah, the IKEA has the zigzag metal inside. We looked, we shopped long and hard.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Of course, now that we have a tile floor, our king bed just rolls around.
That's true.
Oh, I want radio.
Tested that last night.
Awesome.
Move that shit all
so
over
epic,
the place.
So epic things that have happened during group sex. We were in the octagon upstairs. And,
the playpit
upstairs. And there was a couple who had kind of been floating around and playing in different places, and we've been playing for a fairly long time in the playpit of the octagon. And she was really loud and just having a lot of fun, and it was awesome. And so we kind of snuck into the glow room, and she was up on the frog chair, and then he brought her down onto the bed, and he did this thing. And all of a sudden, she just squirted everywhere. And it was like, oh my God, how did you do that? And then we went in, and then he was like, oh yeah, that's like the parlor trick, I know. And then so we were playing in the octagon again a couple of minutes later. They came down and they sat down, and he's like, you want me to show you? And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And so he did this thing. And I mean,
what thing?
It's really hard to explain. It's basically it's a movement that you can do with your hand against the glands that would cause a
G-spot.
Which fingers do you find work best?
I'm trying to explain this. Okay, basically you hook your two middle fingers in a way like you were Spider-Man shooting his web.
Got it.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So you're making them like Spider-Man shooting his web. Okay. You insert your hand into the vagina, mm-hmm. and you find
your both hand?
No, the fingers.
Well, that's why it works. That's why it works. That's
the whole hand. D said, no, not the whole hand this time. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, and then in a fairly violent motion, you come up against, with the two Spider-Man fingers, up against the glands on the very top.
We just say a firm motion.
Okay, so yeah, it's fairly firm. It's firm and repetitive and fast. And it usually takes
like hitting behind
the G spot.
Behind the G spot moving forward.
And then it maybe 10 or 15 seconds.
Like 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And they generally will.
And it also helps if you plant your hand firmly on.
Right above the pubicle.
Right above
the pubicle. On the what would be what you think would be the stomach is, but it's between the pubic bone and the belly button, and press firmly down until it's almost uncomfortable for the girl, but not really, and then you start the action with.
And I've never squirted before.
Yeah, like never. I mean, a couple of times when we were having sex, it was like, did you just squirt? Maybe I don't know. Maybe like I don't know. You know, like wasn't sure, and then all of a sudden it was like.
It was crazy.
Shamu.
Yeah, splashes.
Splash zone. Big time.
Wow,
don't they be manging?
the coolest part about that deal is that now when we're having normal penetrative sex, it happens all the time.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was that kind of a learning experience, because my experience with it is most women or some women, whatever, I don't know if this is a bad word, but don't have that experience of themselves,
mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I can't do that. It happens a few times.
Mm-hmm.
They get to understand what that feels like what that what the body sensation is, and so just like anything else, you know, any other body sensation, you can concentrate on it, or you can think about it, and understand what's happening, and you can make it happen better. So, or better.
Now, the squirting orgasm you have, how does that compare to normal internal orgasms here?
It's It's a lot different. So I would say that I have like three different types of orgasms, maybe even four. So I have a clitoral orgasm, which is like this whole body rush, and it's, I don't know, it incorporates my whole body, and it is almost a very, very emotional experience too. It's like you feel all the hormones rushing through your body. I have internal orgasms through penetrative sex, but they tend to be a lot less all-encompassing. And they're fewer and further between, I would say, than direct clitoral stimulation.
A little more difficult to achieve.
Right. The flip side of that is the orgasm that I have when I squirt is very immediate. It's a very full body. It's not, I don't have that hormonal rush at all.
All body.
Yeah, but it's full body and it's right now.
Hmm.
So it's, I mean, I like all three orgasms, but they each have, they each bring something different to the table.
Do you get one through anymore?
Yes, especially when combined with clitoral stimulation. And I would say it comes closer to clitoral orgasm for me than a penetrative.
So there was one pretty cool thing that night, we, the four of us, me, you two, and me, a play partner, that we were able to do a DP with you. And that was, you told me it was the first time, right? That you
first successful DP.
That was your
awesome. Balls touch?
They may have.
I'm
pretty sure, yeah. It's all right, it didn't matter.
They're both balls deep, that's for sure. They're both
right.
Balls deep, that's for sure.
It was really cool. I hadn't done that in a long time. That was really, really cool.
And that's something we've tried. We had probably tried up to that point three or four times,
mm-hmm.
and not been successful. I mean, at least successful for you know, an extended play.
Whereas in other situations, if you only have a few hours,
mm-hmm.
and you've played and there's been ejaculating going on, getting a DP situation to work can be a little bit more challenging, I would say.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite group sex scenario? Position, making it happen, because we talked about that with threesomes. There's some positions that work better than others. There's,
I think my favorite was, it was like four couples. I think it was like four and a half, actually. It was something about, I want to say St. Patrick's Day last year.
Four and a half couples or four and a half people?
Four and a half couples.
Was there a dwarf involved?
There was no dwarf, no.
Oh.
It was actually a single guy that was involved, but there was plenty to go around. It was just, everybody there was just cool with everybody, at least as far as I knew. And there was no particular one position, except they all were all used with multiple people.
Nice.
And it was just, and everybody there was super cool. I trusted everybody, which I could not, it'd be hard in any one given night to pick out four couples.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
I'd want to take them and go play with.
Right.
All at the same time,
all
or even separately.
All this, okay, good point.
Yeah.
But it was just something magical that happened. That came together.
Was it magically delicious?
It was so delicious.
Yeah. They're lucky charms.
That actually brings up something that I found, which is in multiple, like when you get above, so odd numbers seem to work better
uh-huh.
in group sex situations. If you want it to be less like swapping.
Okay.
And you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I've found that when you're with four or six or eight people, what happens is that naturally people pair off. It's
right.
just the way that it works. And if you when you throw that,
and then it's just an orgy.
Right. And then it's just a bunch of people fucking.
Right.
But it's cool too because I mean you'll have different interactions of combinations and that's awesome. And maybe you'll have four people and you know three over here and one person.
Right. And you
break,
can swap
or,
cleaning tips and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But when you throw that odd person in there,
I like to quilt.
Yeah, I love to cook, so we talk about recipes all the time. Yeah.
Balance checkbook.
Yeah, how best to use semen in chocolate chip cookies.
Dude, you know, I will buy you that cookbook if you want it that bad. It's called Natural Harvest.
Yes, it's awesome.
I keep sending you a link.
Yeah. But anyways, when you throw that odd person, yeah, I'm blushing. When you throw that odd person into the mix, it just changes the dynamic in a way. And it's really awesome when that odd person can kind of like be somebody that's, like, I call them pillow princesses, and I don't, princesses about pillow prince even. You know, somebody that's not necessarily as assertive or...
More passive. More receptive.
Right. So if that person is the odd person is less like that, is more assertive, is more out there.
Enjoys being directed.
Yeah, or enjoys directing, you know, like
being directed.
I was thinking my experience is when the person enjoys directing, you know, like when they're more assertive.
In other words, they're instigators.
Right.
Like when I said, girls, are we going to take these guys upstairs or
exactly.
not?
Exactly. You would be a perfect example of somebody who is not necessarily
a lot more difficult to say before play than it really sounds to make that. All right, people, this is what we're going to do.
It was weird yeah. because they all looked at, and I'm like, they're like, I at that table, you know, he and I were the least experienced people, and we'd been doing it for a while. It was, they were just like, okay, yeah, that sounds cool. Okay, yeah, let's do this. All right.
When somebody does do that, there's this instant feel of weirdness, but also a relief. It's like, oh. Yeah. Okay, it's okay now.
Oh, that's what we're here for. That's right. Oh, yeah.
We all know what we're here for is to fuck.
Yeah.
Why doesn't somebody come out and say it?
Not only to fuck, but to fuck other people, right? Like, my experience also is that there's a lot of times when we'll be like, hey, let's go play with somebody, you know, and then all of a sudden, and it doesn't happen because, like, for whatever reason at that particular moment, whoever's involved not able to use their big boy words or their big girl words and make it happen, right? You know, like, hey, let's do this thing, and everybody, you know, because it just never gets said.
Well, we had a group sex scenario where we actually did a lot of negotiating, or tried to, and the people that we were talking to, and we have since learned that that's a big red flag. They were just like, yeah, we're okay with whatever, and blah, 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 blah. Well, we get up there, and it became very apparent that they were just interested in playing side by side soft swap, so not even switching, which is okay, but they weren't upfront about it. Like, they were intimating that it was going to be like a full-on, hey, we want to play with you guys kind of thing, and it got weird real fast mm-hmm. because the gentleman in the other couple also was not comfortable with any male contact, like, you know, brushing elbows or something like that, which is okay, but, you know, again, be upfront.
Yeah, we had a super similar experience where we went upstairs and I just thought everybody was like us. Pretty much.
You mean like the first time we all went upstairs? It was just like...
wow, really? Yeah. Anyways, okay, let's do that again.
Right.
And again.
That was fun. We all started in the hot tub. And then,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But, so we had a really similar experience where, you know, like, I'm like, is this okay? And she was like,
yeah.
You know, and I was like, whoa. And then, you're like, it's really hard to come back from the brink. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your favorite position?
With?
Group sex. How do you like to get it on? Get those people involved.
So the I think it's really fun when you pick somebody to pick on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you have five people, right? If you have five people, then
My role in your group sex.
You find somebody to pick on. So basically, you put somebody in the middle, and everybody kind of picks a part of their body or something to do to them, and then you do that thing for a while until they can't handle it anymore, and either they have orgasm or pray not to, beg not to.
I don't know who you're looking at.
Or they beg, please don't make me come yet. Please don't make me come yet. And then, you know, and that's one of my favorite ways to do it. And generally, when it's a female, it'll involve being on their stomach and somebody coming from behind, and then her face will be in somebody's genitalia area, like sucking cock, or you can proceed.
The skewer. I'm all
trying to be. Look at me trying to. See, I'm trying to be all proper about my speech. You know, wouldn't you?
Why?
And it's, so, what do they call it?
Spit.
Yeah, spit roast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, spit roast, and then.
See, and I don't like that because when you're getting banged from behind, you have no control over how. Like, that's an OSHA violation right now.
One of the funniest.
Right.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life was. Was,
I will bounce on your dick and somebody suck somebody else's cock, but just let me know.
Death by cock, right?
So, the studio audience is agreeing with you.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, I've got to say that there's nothing hotter than having my pussy eaten out while watching my husband bang whoever it is from behind.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I will
contribute in that way.
I was actually thinking less about having spit roasting than what she's talking about, where somebody's being taken from behind and the person in the middle is eating somebody's pussy, and then there's something happening in the background over here for the fifth and sixth person on somebody. So,
right.
Like, for instance, you know, like somebody's, like there's a person sitting on somebody and then there's some pussy eating going on, and
right.
Then, you know, then somebody's getting taken from behind, and yeah, that's the ball right there. That's good shit right there.
How about you? What's your favorite?
The whole visual aspect of it for me is like, and the other part of it too, that's one of the reasons that I like picking on one person, or you know, having one person be the centerpiece, because mm-hmm. one of the things that I really like about group sex and sex in general is watching people have a good time. Like, I love watching people come, and when everybody's concentrating on one person and they're just like, you know, just fucking going crazy and what am I gonna do with myself, I don't know, it's awesome. That's like my favorite thing in the whole world. So.
I just like the cuddles.
We have a party coming.
Lies.
I saw that. I'm excited.
You are a cuddler.
I am a cuddler.
Yeah.
I'm a big time cuddler.
Yeah.
In fact, there are times that I come here and we just ended up cuddling, and it's just been amazing. I'm super tactile that way.
Is that before or after the touching? I saw you whip that out this weekend.
Oh, every weekend. We actually bought one just to have here because we kept
forgetting it.
Well, we come up to the club last minute and we may or may not stop by home. And, mm-hmm. Oh, and sometimes it gets really awkward to haul the big old suitcase out when we're just coming up for a couple of hours.
They're not kidding. It's a big old suitcase.
It's a big old suitcase.
It's not just a little purse or something. Yeah. It's full of lots of stuff.
I'm impressed because when I met you guys, you didn't even have a Hitachi.
I know. Right. We had the Hitachi, but I didn't like the Hitachi
right
at that point. And so we never used it. So it stayed locked up in the drawer. So
we were in the bunk beds
mm-hmm.
right one time, and I was having sex with D, vigorous sex with D, and I had to get some water or something. So I came out, and there was a group of people that we know really well in the octagon.
Right.
And as we came out from underneath the bunk beds, there's this
applause.
Nice work, bro.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Getting it under there for a while, because they were just kind of—they were obviously like in a break or in a lull or whatever, and kind of just sitting there and chatting and. And then, so we came back and they were like, hey, come over and check it out, come sit with us. And so we went and sat. And this was actually one of the first times in the club when we'd been invited into another like situation. And
sure.
It was really fun because one of the guys was there he was like this Hitachi expert, right? He could do things with a Hitachi that I'd never seen anybody do before. And he's all, watch this. And he pulls the Hitachi out and he cups it in his hand and he starts using his, you know, his ring finger in his pointer finger, and he's
mm-hmm.
up inside and touching the and this girl that was there with him was like, yeah, I never come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
and like I don't know, 90 seconds later she's all, please stop, please stop, please stop. It was like so that was like one of those lessons in yeah, it was awesome.
So far as favorite positions, though, mm-hmm. I would be hard-pressed to say I have a favorite. I mean, part of it is I'm tactile, I love being touched, so anything involving touching other people and being touched is just awesome. Part of it I love to watch. Mm-hmm. And then I love switching it up. I mean, even just one-on-one sex, mm-hmm. I can't say I have a favorite position, because some days one thing feels awesome and other days I crave something else entirely. Sure. And I would say that's probably the same for group sex for me too.
And you know, there's a favorite, maybe it's, I don't know if it's a favorite, but it's definitely a high on the list when I'm on my back. In a group setting, I'm on the back, girls have a sense of being straddling me, and they got a nice tasty pussy in my mouth.
Nice.
Yeah. And they're maybe kissing above me. I'm going to really see a lot of it. That's
right.
I just pointed out how that is. Visuals are kind of cutting.
Visual impairment.
But
it's going on.
It's what?
Just knowing that it's going on.
Oh, yeah. You can hear.
Because it has to be. Yeah. It just has to be. Because if it's not, then there's nothing right with the world. Except for what's going on with me.
How about you, Freckles?
I got to agree with Captain Jack.
Yeah?
Yeah. On my back.
The steam stack with two girls and then, you know, making out.
Steam stack?
You know, there's, I need to write a book of positions.
Yeah.
Because there's no standardized.
I think
that's
No, I just thought of one that is actually my favorite in a threesome position, two girls and a guy, and we accomplished it about a week and a half ago, my girlfriend and I, and she's on her head.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
There's a regular unicorn we play with her once in a while, and so my girlfriend was laying on her back. She was kissing her on top of her.
Mm-hmm.
I was behind her. I was fucking her from behind, our unicorn friend, and my girlfriend reaches behind and grabs my legs, literally pulling me into her as we're going.
Oh.
You've got to try this.
Oh, I remember when you guys were talking about this downstairs.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't think.
Yeah.
Who cares? Whatever. No, it is freaking phenomenal.
Okay, describe it again.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Girlfriend.
So, come on.
Girlfriend on the ground.
Girlfriend on the ground.
Audio demonstration. Audio demonstration.
So we've got, here we go. We've got the girlfriend laying on the ground, and then D is straddling
the
crotch and kissing.
You've got 20 feet. You've got 20 feet.
So, yeah. And so,
and
I guess I am...
This works?
I am... Oops, I messed up here. Actually, your leg's down.
Okay.
So I'm straddling my girlfriend's legs.
So girlfriend's legs are closed.
Yes.
And there you go.
Oh, yeah. So girlfriend's on the ground,
my legs
pulling into her. Legs closed. And D is straddling over the top of her. They're making out. And Captain Jack's coming. Captain Jack's coming from behind and being directed by girlfriend.
It's not. It's less directing and more just
grabbing
my ass into her. It's like,
yeah.
I don't even have to do any work.
That's fucking great.
I'm just here for the ride.
So which girl are you in?
I'm in D right now.
You're
in D.
Okay,
in D.
From behind.
She's on top of my
girlfriend. The greatest thing about that is that once D comes,
okay,
you
so
just slip out
D
and get right into girlfriend.
And
so D becomes D for dismount.
Let me ask you this. So then did the girls have
up.
A Hitachi in between their clits?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Implementation.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice because it might tickle my nuts, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be hot.
Next time, honey. Next time.
Well done,
yes.
You guys.
That was awesome.
Fantastic.
Hey, we got a little.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here. We appreciate your time and sharing your tips and tricks and war stories about your group sex shenanigans.
Shenanigans, you're welcome.
Sorry we broke your bed. Not
really. Not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
I'm a little flushed right now.
They rebuilt it. They made it better, stronger, and faster.
You should see the things that can
be on my
bed now.
There you go.
The trapeze.
Well, there is dinner
right,
tonight.
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I am Ms. Jenga.
I'm Freckles.
I am Captain Jack.
And you can listen to us at theofacepodcast.com.
Yep. Email us at theofacepodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks to our friends that have joined us today, Johnny Rodney.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And the New Horizons Adult Social Club, thank you for providing the space for us to podcast in and helping sponsor this podcast. And we will be back next week with what topic, guys? Are we going to do some dirty talking next week?
Do some dirty talk.
Dirty
talk.
Yeah,
dirty talk.
All right.
Dirty.
I guess we agreed.
Fantastic.
Here we go.
Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Test.
Yes, we are testing our mics.
Testing the mic.
This is my mic.
This is my mic. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
This mic is for talking, and that one's for fun.